This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. A report released today shows that the number of children in the U.S. without health insurance rose by almost 300,000 last year, and Ohio was one of nine states that saw a significant increase. Joan Alker is the executive director of the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families, who published the report, and she joins me now. Joan, the economy is good. Unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in nearly five decades. What is behind this increase?
Yes, you're absolutely right about that, Claire. We, despite a good economy, saw the number of uninsured kids go up. And we think that that's because there was a decline in public coverage for kids. So while kids were getting more coverage through their parents' jobs, for a lot of those low-wage working families that cannot get coverage through their jobs, Medicaid, CHIP, or the Affordable Care Act marketplaces is really the way for them to go. And in 2017, even though the ACA was not repealed, the Trump administration did cut funding for advertising, for outreach, and for community-based navigators to help families get enrolled. So we think that contributed to this decline in public coverage, which led to this increase in uninsured kids.
How stark is the problem in Ohio compared to the rest of the country?
Yeah, so Ohio did have one of the worst increases that we saw. There were an additional 21,000 children that became uninsured in 2017. That was a 20% increase, so pretty steep. There are now approximately 125,000 children in Ohio without health insurance coverage.
Help us put this in context. What does it mean for a family to have a child that doesn't have health insurance?
So it's really a problem because we know that uninsured children are less likely to be able to get the well child care they need, including doctor visits, prescription medication. And if you think about a kid who has asthma, that's certainly a treatable condition, but they need to be able to go to the doctor. They need to be able to get the kid's inhaler and other medications they need. And if they don't, they're going to wind up in the emergency room. That's going to be a very costly and not a good way to deliver care. And it also means that kids miss school, which sets them back with their economic and educational prospects.
How do this year's findings fit in with the previous 9 years of data that you've collected on children's health coverage?
So this is really the first time that we've seen the number of uninsured kids go up, which was very disturbing, especially since the economy is doing so well. We've made a lot of bipartisan progress on this issue for many years now, and I hope that despite the divisions in our country, this is an issue we can all get around and try to start moving this number back in the right direction.
What might those solutions be?
Well, you know, the good news in Ohio is that you have expanded Medicaid for parents and other adults under the ACA, so it's going to be important to keep that expansion very strong. We see states that haven't done that starting to have more and more uninsured kids. Ohio needs to check, make sure to remove red tape, to perhaps invest in more outreach to communities so they understand what their coverage options are and make sure kids get signed up and that they stay covered.
Joan Alker, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Joan Alker is the executive director of the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families. They released a report today that shows the number of children in the U.S. without health insurance rose by almost 300,000.